Hello, I'm Linda, and I'm reading A Benson Diary, written by John Murphy. And it starts with the first half of Shakespeare's Sonnet 98. From you have I been absent in the spring, when proud pied April, dressed in all his trim, hath put a spirit of youth in everything, that heavy Saturn laughed and leaped with him. Yet nor the lays of birds, nor the sweet smell of different flowers in odour and in hue, could make me any summer's story tell, or from their proud lap pluck them where they grew. It's April, the eve of Palm Sunday, as I write. There has been several weeks now of perfect weather, sun and azure skies and dreamy orange sunsets, sweet as fondant creams, and vermilion sunrises bookending each and every day. It might last forever, but alas, it cannot. Blossom is everywhere, it seems. Come early. In my garden there's more than usual. Pear blossom, pale and white, and pink-tinged apple blossom, and the redder still, the crab apples. The red camellia's blooms are already rusted, blown and dropped on the ground. Still, budding hopes abound. I've seen aubrietia's purple trailing gloriously, like some token of the way of the cross, all along the village byways. So spring is here, and its hopeful hope not yet hopelessly spent. The grand symphony of birdsong plays its part, and as I drive out to the woods most days, taking our two barking furies for their bandy gallop, there are dawdling ducks, waddling crisscross, blind to every danger, by the watercress beds in New Elm. Cow Common has mainly dried out and is passable to happy walkers and bouncing bunnies. Murders of crows lurk in the trees above, and rooks in their petty parliaments are now assembled. I wonder when the fecund buttercups will come, for the bluebells are already ringing out their sapphire joys in the woods above Swinkham. And there are proud-eared hares, and rabbits run wild even as the watchful kites soar on the wind. On the pitched roofs of village houses there are amorous pigeons, not quite the romance of turtle doves, but nevertheless clumsily warbling a winning air to catch their season's mate on the wing. By the Tame at Dorchester, the swans may be seen, and they're also making a magnificent show by the bridge at Abingdon. Can it also be we have elections? They too seemingly come to life in spring with their own eternal promise of reform and change, and like the blossom, quickly shed their early promise without necessarily bearing much fruit. That said, from the sidelines it is easy to shout the odds, but mostly those who put their names on ballots are putting themselves on the line for the best reasons. Before we vote, we should at least be thankful for everyone who plays their part. You may have seen we are to be reorganised in the next year or so. As I understand it, South Oxfordshire District Council, SODC, will be joined with the Vale of the White Horse and West Berkshire to form a single new authority, Ridgeway. I'm not entirely certain that those trekked that ancient way would necessarily have seen that we on this side of the Thames, nearer as we are to Oxford and Reading, will be better served politically and economically linked to Didcot, Wantage and Newbury. Perhaps I lack vision. Our village, too, is about to lose its butcher. Steve and Karen will close their shop on Holy Saturday. They have been a fixture of the village for my entire time here. Despite struggles with health, how well they've served our small community, and particularly during the COVID pandemic, when they literally and metaphorically went the extra mile. Christmas here will not be quite the same, and I'm sad for that, but wish them both every happiness. Late as Easter is, it almost tumbles over St George's Day, which is, of course, the birthday of William Shakespeare. Funnily enough, I've not ever, not once, not loved Shakespeare. I was maybe 9 or 10 when I read Lamb's Tales of Shakespeare. I couldn't wait to read the plays, although we didn't have any edition of them at home. Indeed, looking back on our home, books were thin on the ground. But we did go to the library in Maidenhead most Saturdays, and we usually had stacks of library books at home. That said, I came rather late in life to the sonnets, perhaps much as I came late in life to classical Lieder. Now I wonder how I could have missed them out. Maybe, like the late plays, they're not so full of flashy rhetoric as those grand tragedies and grander history plays. sweet and love, and with its sorry aches and doleful pangs, somehow you meet the man himself in the sonnets. The wry humour, bittersweet, love sadness touched by raw emotion, the wisest understanding of the beauty of our human feelings, and the genius to find the words to fit them. And his article ends with the last six lines of the sonnet 98. Nor did I wonder at the lilies white, nor praise the deep vermilion in the rose. They were but sweet, but figures of delight, drawn after you, you pattern of all those. Yet seemed it winter still, and you away, as with your shadow, I with these did play. And he concludes, happy birthday, dear William. Thank you for all those wonderful words and immortal phrases.